If you visit the lovely alpine town of Bolzano, you will often see long queues outside the South Tyrol Museum of Archaeology. People wait patiently, many with their children, to see one of Bolzano's main attractions, the mummified body of a man who lived around 3300 BC. Uzzi, the Iceman, died before the pyramids or Stonehenge had been built, yet the ice kept his body and possessions intact until he was found by two hikers in 1991. He wore a cloak made from woven grass and clothes, including leggings, boots, and a cap made from leather. His last meals, still in his stomach, were dried meat, roots, fruits, and possibly bread. He was carrying wooden baskets and various tools, including an axe with a copper head, a knife, arrows, and parts of a bow. It was assumed at first that he had lost his path in a snowstorm and died alone, to be left undisturbed for the next 5 millennia. It was a sad story of an innocent farmer or shepherd. In the next decades, however, thanks to advances in medicine and science, it became possible to examine the body more closely with CT scans, X-rays, and biochemical testing. Uzzi had an arrowhead embedded in one shoulder, and his body was bruised and cut. His head had apparently been hit too. It is most likely that he died of the wounds he received from his attacker or attackers, and it is possible that he had at some point killed others, judging by the blood found on his knife and an arrowhead. Uzzi is by no means the only piece of evidence we have that early humans, certainly by the time of the later Stone Age, made weapons, ganged up on each other, and did their best to finish each other off. Graves dating back to Uzzi's time and earlier have been found across the globe, from the Middle East to the Americas and the Pacific, containing piles of skeletons which bear the marks of violent death. Although weapons made of wood and skins generally do not survive, archaeologists have discovered stone blades, some still buried in the skeleton. Violence seems to have been present even earlier, during much of the greatest part of our human story, in fact, when our ancestors lived nomadic lives, foraging for edible plants and killing other creatures for food. Much of what is known is naturally highly speculative. Collecting and reading evidence, especially the further into the past you go, and humans appeared on Earth some 350,000 years ago, is extraordinarily difficult. But we are gradually accumulating more, thanks to archaeological discoveries and scientific advances, such as the reading of ancient DNA. Until very recently in humanity's long history, we now know, we organized ourselves into small bands scattered across the more temperate parts of the globe. There was not much in the way of material goods to fight about, and presumably if a band came under threat from others, it could simply move away. For much of the 20th century, those who studied the origins of human society tended to assume that the early nomadic bands lived a peaceful existence. Yet archaeologists have also discovered skeletons from this long-distant period whose injuries suggest otherwise. Anthropologists have tried to get at what that world was like by looking at the few hunter and forager societies that survived until the modern age. It is a roundabout path with potential pitfalls. Outsiders who observe such societies bring their own preconceptions, and contact itself brings changes. Having said that, there are some suggestive findings. In 1803, for example, a 13-year-old boy, William Buckley, escaped from an English penal colony in Australia and found refuge among the Aborigines for the next 3 decades. He later described a world where raids, ambushes, long-running feuds, and sudden and violent death were part of the fabric of society. At the other end of the world, in the harsh Arctic landscape, the first explorers and anthropologists found that the local inhabitants, Inuit and Inupiat among them, made weapons including armor from bone and ivory and had a rich oral tradition of stories of past wars.